Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level meeting with key ministers and heads of security forces as India-Pakistan ceasefire holds. DGMOs of India and Pakistan talk this evening to discuss modalities after the two countries ceased hostilities. 32 airports temporarily closed for operation opened with immediate effect. Markets surge by over 3% as border tensions cool. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed willingness to hold discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Turkey to end the ongoing conflict. Virat Kohli announces retirement from Test cricket, marking the end of an era in Indian cricket, and Budh Purnima being celebrated across the world with traditional solemnity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of the three armed forces and several senior officials attended the meeting. The talks between the Director Generals of Military Operations, DGMOs of India and Pakistan, are now expected to take place this evening. Earlier, the talks were scheduled for around 12 noon. DGMO Indian Army Lieutenant General Rajiv Kai, while briefing the media on Operation Sindoor yesterday, informed that he is scheduled to talk to his Pakistani counterpart. He said they would discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of the understanding reached at to cease the hostilities. Operation Sindoor marked a significant demonstration of India's military and strategic prowess through a blend of military and non-military means. This multidimensional operation successfully neutralized terrorist threats, deterred Pakistani aggression, and reinforced India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism, all the while maintaining strategic restraint and international support. Here's a report from our correspondent.
India exposed Pakistan's terror ecosystem globally through its measured kinetic and non-kinetic responses with precise and deliberate military actions under Operation Sindoor. India destroyed multiple terror and military locations across Pakistan and killed over 100 terrorists. India's counter-military actions on the night of 9th and 10th May also became the first instance of a country damaging air force camps of a nuclear country. Within 3 hours, 11 bases were attacked, including Noor Khan, Rafiq, Murid, Sialkot, and Jacobabad. New Delhi's air defense system proved instrumental in neutralizing all incoming threats and exposing flaws in Pakistan's HQ-9 system. The country's non-kinetic efforts were equally significant in shaping the strategic environment and ensuring public and international support. Through strategic policy decisions, information dominance, and psychological operations, India successfully isolated Pakistan economically and diplomatically, while bolstering domestic readiness. Measures such as the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty, cancellation of visas for all Pakistani nationals residing in India, and a complete ban on Pakistani artists collectively reaffirmed India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian Army has said that the night remained largely peaceful across Jammu and Kashmir and other areas along the international border. The Army said that no incidents have been reported, marking the first calm night in recent days. 32 airports which were temporarily closed for civil aircraft operation have been opened now with immediate effect following the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Earlier, these 32 airports were closed for civil aircraft operation till the 15th of this month. In a statement, Airports Authority of India has recommended travellers to check flight status directly with the airlines and monitor airlines' websites for regular updates. Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar received a call from his Egyptian counterpart, Badr Abdelatti. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms and manifestations. The BJP has said that India has given a decisive message to the entire world in the fight against terrorism through Operation Sindoor. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi directly engaged with the leaders of 20 nations to build consensus on isolating Pakistan and combating terrorism.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने लगभग 20 देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से सीधी बातचीत की हाउ टू आइसोलेट पाकिस्तान हाउ टू फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म और सबसे बड़ी बात है तमाम देशों ने भारत का समर्थन किया सऊदी अरब यूएई यूएस इस्लामिक वर्ल्ड के बड़े देश हैं सऊदी अरब और यूएई इन्होंने भारतवर्ष का पूर्णतः समर्थन किया जिस समय पहलगाम का हमला हुआ था माननीय प्रधानमंत्री सऊदी अरब में थे सऊदी अरब के अपने दौरे को जब वो छोड़ के आए तब उनको वहां एश्योरेंस दिया गया कि आप जाइए हम आपके साथ खड़े हैं
Mr. Patra said, after the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Modi had promised that India will avenge the death of 26 people. He said, the Indian Army has displayed indomitable courage through this operation.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का उद्देश्य बहुत स्पष्ट था उसका उद्देश्य था आतंकवाद के ठिकाने को ध्वस्त करना आतंकवादियों को मारना और आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एक संदेश भेजना और उसमें हम सफल हुए पहली बार एक बात पूरे विश्व ने देखा कि पाकिस्तान का हर इंच भारत के पहुंच के अंदर है कोई कोना पाकिस्तान का ऐसा नहीं है जो भारत के पहुंच से बाहर हो पाकिस्तान का एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम फेल हो जाता है जिस समय 6 और 7 के रात के बीच ये पूरी कार्यवाही हो रही थी रफाइल विमान द्वारा स्काल्प और हैमर मिसाइल्स के माध्यम से 23 मिनट्स के अंदर एक विंडो था जिस विंडो के अंदर ये 9 के 9 आतंकवादी ठिकाने उन्हें ध्वस्त कर दिए गए 23 मिनट में पूरा विश्व ने देखा कि भारत क्या कर सकता है
This is Akashwani giving you the news. Well, for quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan has said that 10 satellites are continuously working round the clock for strategic purpose to ensure safety and security of the citizens of the country. Addressing the fifth convocation ceremony of the Central Agricultural University, CAU, Imphal, at the College of Fisheries in Agartala yesterday, the ISRO Chairman said, if we want to ensure the safety of our country, we have to monitor our 7,000-kilometer seashore areas. He said, without satellite and drone technology, the country can't achieve many things.
If we have to ensure safety of this country, we have to really serve through the satellite. We have to monitor the entire 7,500-kilometer seashore area. We have to monitor and entire northern part. We have to monitor continuously. Without satellite technology, without drone technology, we cannot achieve that. I am happy to inform that at least 10 satellites are continuously working, 24/7 working for the strategic purpose to ensure safety and security of the citizens of this country.
The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has issued an advisory for citizens not to touch any unknown material. In a social media post, it said these could be explosive materials that may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death to people. The NDMA said that if people find any unknown material, they must inform the local authorities immediately. The government has debunked claims made by the Pakistani military in its recent briefing, which falsely accused some Indian news channels of admitting to the destruction of Indian air bases. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said that Pakistan is misleading its own people by producing doctored footage as evidence. In a media briefing held yesterday, the DGISPR of Pakistan used a small edited portion of a full video clip originally broadcast by Indian news channels. However, the actual footage clearly shows Indian news channels reporting on the destruction of a Pakistani airfield by the Indian forces. In a significant breakthrough, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Kashmir Singh Galwadi, a key Khalistani operative and one of the escapees of the high-profile 2016 Nabha jailbreak. The arrest was made in Motihari, Bihar, in a joint operation with the local police. Kashmir Singh, a resident of Ludhiana, Punjab, had been on the run since the jailbreak and was closely linked with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa international terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for a major offensive involving 71 coordinated attacks at more than 51 locations across Balochistan. In a statement, the group said, Pakistan has not only been a breeding ground for global terrorists, but also a center for the state-sponsored development of deadly terrorist groups like Lashkar-e-Toiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed and ISIS. The group said the current wave of violence is part of one of the longest-running liberation movements in the region, reflecting decades of unrest, marginalization and demand for autonomy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed willingness to hold discussions with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Turkey to end the ongoing conflict between the two nations. In a social media post today, President Zelensky said they are ready to talk to end the war. The statement comes after US President Donald Trump called on Ukraine to immediately agree to the negotiations proposed by Russian President Putin, which can take place on Thursday in Turkey. Indian cricket great Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket, bringing down the curtain on a stellar 14-year journey in whites. Widely regarded as one of the modern greats of the game, Virat took to social media to share the news with fans and reflect on his journey in the longest and most traditional format of the sport. His announcement marks the end of an era in Indian Test cricket. We have a report.
A titan of the modern era, Virat Kohli's test legacy is etched in Indian cricket history. In his 14-year test career, Virat scored 9,230 runs in 123 matches at an average of 46.85, becoming the fourth highest run scorer for India in the game's longest format, only behind the legendary trio of Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid and Sunil Gavaskar. Making his debut in 2011 against the West Indies, Virat took over the captaincy 3 years later and led India in 68 tests, the most by any Indian, winning 40 matches, drawing 11 and losing just 17. With a win percentage of 58.82%, the batter remains India's most successful red ball captain and as the fourth most successful test captain overall, behind Graham Smith, Ricky Ponting and Steve Waugh. Under Virat Kohli's captaincy, India won a series in Australia for the first time in 2019. His final appearance in whites came earlier this year during the Border Gavaskar Trophy, which Australia won 3-1. Virat's decision comes days after Rohit Sharma announced his test retirement, with Shubman Gill emerging as the leading contender to replace him as captain. Virat had earlier bid farewell to T20 internationals after lifting the 2024 T20 World Cup. India batting superstar is expected to continue in ODI cricket. With Virat Kohli exit, Indian cricket turns a new page, but his legacy will continue to inspire generations to come. Swati Rakheja, Sports Desk.
The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with strong gains of over 3.3% in the afternoon trade today after ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan. The 30-share BSE Sensex soared 2,657 points to 82,112 and the NSE Nifty 50 zoomed 828 points to 24,836 when reports last came in. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated across the world today. It marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born and also attained enlightenment or nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. Our correspondent reports that special prayer is being held at the Mahabodhi temple premises in Bodh Gaya. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs high-level meeting with key ministers and heads of security forces as India-Pakistan ceasefire holds. DGMOs of India and Pakistan to talk this evening to discuss modalities after two countries ceased hostilities. 32 airports temporarily closed for operation opened with immediate effect. Markets surge by over 3% as border tensions cool. Ukrainian President Zelensky expresses willingness to hold discussions with Russian President Putin in Turkey to end the ongoing conflict. And with that, we end the Midday News.